Hey.
How are you doing? This is a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. I am north of Fairbanks, Alaska, and I am opening a hive, preparing everybody for winter. This particular colony has no feeder. It is late August. I took in 6 colonies from other people. The weather has been pretty blah. Lots and lots of rain. Lots of rain, which inhibits everything. And the temperature is dropping into the 40s at night. The reasons I took in these colonies were to save them from being killed after the honey was harvested by the person who owned the colonies. And also to boost up my smaller colonies. So I'm pulling a couple of frames out of here. I brought these bees home. Oh, I gotta slam them. Just gotta get them out of here quick because the rain's coming. Oh, they're pissing me. Hold on. This particular colony are Russians. There is no stereotype, but they seem to be easy to anger. More protective. Protective good, eh? More likely to sting and stung me in the face the other day through my veil. I got one on my veil right now. But they'll be happy with me in a minute. I hope. I took these frames of bees from another person's colony, from their hive, and what I was most interested in was the capped brood. Right? From this particular person, they gave me a colony of carniolians and this Russian colony. The Russian colony didn't produce any honey this year, but the carnies did for them. There was 8 frames of capped brood in the carny hive and just a scattering of brood in this Russian hive. But I took them anyway. Some of the other colonies that I took were combined with colonies I already had that either weren't doing well or were too small. The larger the colony, the more likely the survival, along with the health, of course, right? So I want big colonies going into winter. And I've had some mixed luck. Some hives have been kicking butt, and some hives have been sucking. For those that have been sucking, they got some new family members. This colony of Russians, the queen died in transit. In here, her queen is one of my slow laying Saskatraz goddesses. You can hear my smoker. Smoker skill is not in my genetics. Keeping a smoker lit. Obviously a good skill to have. Especially in the rain. When the bees are getting angry, and when they're already hangry from lack of pollen in the environment and lack of nectar. I'm about to make them super happy though, because not only am I adding the feed, the sugar syrup feed that for them, I'm also adding pollen patty, and I'm gonna pull any frames that have hatched, that are empty, and replace them with frames that have little bits of honey on them still, after I have spun them. This brood is not hatched yet, so they won't be getting a honey frame. But they did get a good, nice big feeder. A nice big juicy pollen patty for them. The sprinkling is starting to become rain. Always a pain in the butt for a beekeeper. But you gotta do what you gotta do. So I try to, on days like this where it's going to rain or sprinkle, I try to make like a tent. I have my market tent that I would use, but the rain destroyed that the other day. So now I just use my Artek panels, you know, over one hive that's taller, make a little lean-to, and operate that way so the bees don't get rained on. I'm going to close this colony up. Oh, there's some dead air space in here that I'm not so fond of. But they're okay. One thing about this is that this is a polystyrene hive, and I'm out of lids for some reason. And getting them shipped up here is just so costly. So I'm using an old lid from my Langstroth wooden hives, and it's not a migratory cover. It's big, clunky, wooden cover. And as I look at it, it just fits right on top of this polystyrene hive, but there's a big chunk of dead air space in there, and so I need to add an insulation panel under the cover. Also makes it so I can't really put this polystyrene hive right up against the other hives that are next to it to maximize warmth. Let's do the best I can. And I'm going to move on down the line. Still feeding the bees sugar syrup 2-to-1 with chaga tea in it. And I also have spearmint oil and lemongrass oil, some lecithin to help those oils be dissolvable. And what else? In my pollen patty, I put a probiotic and mix it into the pollen patty. And I also put some canola oil in there, as well as some of the happy honeybee mixture I make for them. And then in the dry pollen, I have it in an opaque container, an old protein powder container, just stuck on top of the hive, but it's underneath one of those panels so the bees can get to the dry pollen without getting wet. So that's it. The rain's starting to come down a little harder. Oh, I thought I was going to be able to avoid this. Time to go. Take care of your bees. Take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights reserved. And all that other business.